evening, FFA. I'm Carly Snyder, and it is my pleasure to introduce to you this next speaker. I would describe my sister, Sydney, as a light, as her gracious heart and quirky personality truly shine wherever she goes. When Sydney isn't talking about her favorite foods or her favorite books or accidentally falling down, you'll find her sharing sweet words of encouragement and love. Her light truly shines in everything she does, and it's clear that this year was no exception, as she has shared her stories with me this year. Though the thing she can't seem to stop talking about is each of you. It's evident that you have shown your lights on Sydney too. So thank you, FFA, for serving as incredible hosts for my sister this year. Members and guests, it is my honor to introduce to you for her retiring address entitled See Hope, Be Hope, my role model, best friend, and twin sister, and your Eastern Region Vice President from the state of Ohio, Miss Sydney Snyder.
Once you play, rain, rain, go away. Growing up, my mom would sing this song to my sister Carly and I anytime those dark clouds would cover up a perfectly sunny day. Now, obviously, I am no Taylor Swift when it comes to singing, so normally I would just kind of chant along, and my sister and I would run around the house screaming, I hope this storm goes, I hope this storm goes. I'm sure a lot of us were screaming that today as we walked down the streets of Indy and it was storming pretty bad. I hope. We've all expressed that statement when we really want something to happen. I hope I'll get an A on that test. I hope we'll win this basketball game. I hope that really cute boy will notice me. I hope I can get into college. I hope one day I'll be a doctor, lawyer, farmer, or agricultural education teacher. I hope. We've all expressed hope for something in our lives, most often when there is a challenge in front of us, a storm that's hovering over us. But what does it mean to have hope? And how can hope help us and those around us through the struggles we face? It is not enough to just say, I hope. We need more effort, attention, and faith in what we hope for. We should look at our struggles and know there is hope in every storm if we choose to see hope and be hope. Now, when a storm hits, we know about it. That's not just because the news covers it, but because the 21st Century News, aka Facebook, make sure that we are well up to date on it, whether that's through pictures, videos, posts, you name it. And so I'm sure in early August, most of us saw that bad flooding hit southern Louisiana pretty hard. Within 2 days, 36 inches of rain, which is about this high, covered areas within 12 parishes. And for those of us that don't know, a parish is like a county. Within those few days, it's estimated that 100,000 homes were damaged to some extent, and nearly 30,000 people had to be rescued. That's half of the people here at National FFA Convention and Expo this week. Just 2 weeks after the flooding, I traveled down to Louisiana, and I spent most of my time in Livingston Parish, an area in the heart of this storm. It's estimated that 80% of the homes in this community alone were directly impacted by that storm that roared through. As I flew down to Louisiana, I was ready to help in any way I could, but nothing could prepare me for what I saw and what I heard. My first evening there, I spent time with the Springfield FFA chapter officer team from there in Livingston Parish. We did some activities to kind of refocus on the year ahead, and then their advisor, Mr. Lejeune, asked that we all sit down in a circle and that each student shared the impact of the flood on them. This was the very first time that these chapter officers had been together since that storm roared through. To my left was Gabe, and he started. "Well, we got a lot of damage. We lost a lot of what was in our home. We're going to have to rebuild. It'll be a long process. But my friends and family, they're safe. To me, that is all that matters. God was with us." Then Hayden, "We got a lot of damage too. We're actually renting a home right now, but I've got clothes on my back. I've got food in front of me. I know that we'll be okay." Then Lane, "Got a lot of damage too. In fact, we're living with Hayden and his family while we fix that damage. But these last few weeks have allowed me to see the blessings that are still around." As we continued chatting, Joseph shared that he was happy because his friends and family were safe. Materials, those could be replaced. The people in his life couldn't. Danielle said she learned to appreciate what she does have. Sadie said that she was wearing clothes that weren't even hers, but she was lucky to have people who cared for her. Bruce said he knew that they would all rebuild and be strong again. Over half of these chapter officers were no longer living in their homes. They had watched their community be devastated. They'd watched their possessions be thrown away. Everything that I had seen on the news and heard about was playing directly in their lives. It was overwhelming to hear their stories. But each of them was filled with a brightness and a hope that you would have never imagined. And that was a constant as I continued my time there in Louisiana. The people there looked all around them at the destruction from this storm. They looked at destroyed schools, homes, businesses. They looked at loss and sadness in their community. But the only thing they saw was hope. They didn't say, "Why me? Why did this happen?" Instead, they looked at these circumstances and said, "What will this become?" Because no struggle, challenge, or loss can compare to the hope that they each have rooted deep within their hearts. We can also choose to see hope by having a faith in something greater than ourselves, knowing that we are loved and valued by many, and being brave in any situation. Then we will see hope through any storm. Seeing hope is looking at a bad test score, but knowing that we can and will do better next time. Seeing hope is looking at a broken bone, but being thankful that it'll heal. Seeing hope is looking at any challenge, but only seeing the good and positivity that lies within. It is more than an emotion that we feel. It is an action we create. One of my favorite pieces of scripture says that with good works, triumphs and joys will overcome sorrows and struggles. Like the people in Louisiana, we decide if we will allow our storms to control us or seek out the positivity and joy still around. We decide. Not our parents, siblings, teachers, friends, bullies. Nobody but us can decide how we will handle our storms. So what is the storm in your life? How will you see hope through that storm? When we allow joy to replace pain, faith to replace fear, dreams to replace nightmares, then we will see hope through any dark cloud. Will you decide to seek good works and positive thoughts? Will you decide to look at your storm, but only see hope? Now back home, whenever it would storm and rain, I'm going to be real honest with you all, I was always pretty nervous. Storms are not my thing. I freak out. And like Not the normal type of freak out where you just kind of go to your room, hide under your covers, and like wait it out. Like the prepare for a zombie apocalypse type freak out. Gather enough food and water for 4 weeks and head to the basement. Even if it's just a little rain on the roof. Storms, not my thing. But my sister Carly has never been afraid. She is one of the bravest people I know, and no matter the type of storm, she easily sees hope through any dark cloud. This summer, Carly spent time in Magdalena de Quino, Mexico, where she served as an intern for an organization called the Fatted Calf. Her role there was to teach the children in this community about different components of agriculture in order to prepare them for a 4-H-like event called Expo Esperanza, which translates to Hope Expo. The kids in this community have been taken from their homes for a dozen different reasons. Some came from areas that are unsafe for children. Some had parents who could no longer care for them. And some had lost their parents because of drugs and violence. These kids have not had the easiest of lives. Carly served as the advisor-like figure for the children that would be showing beef cattle at the expo. And for the most part, her students were pumped about working with the heifers they'd show. All except OC. OC was pretty nervous and she was pretty sassy. She would look at Carly and be like, excuse me, there is no way that I'm working with those cows. Look how big they are. Look how small I am. No way, Jose. Not doing it. But my sister is a very determined person, and so from the start, it was her mission to make sure OC found some value in her classes and working with the cattle. When they started showing, she would stay by OC's side, giving her guidance, encouragement, and love. But when it came to show day, she told OC that she wasn't going to be able to help her anymore. She would have to lead that heifer into the show ring alone. But OC was not having it. She would look at Carly again and be like, did you not hear me on the first day? There is no way I'm taking that large cow all by myself. Not doing it. Carly tried to convince her that she was strong enough, brave enough, knew what to do, but she was continually met with that sassy finger wave and head nod and no way, Jose, from OC. That was until show day. OC was kind of sitting to the side. She was watching the other kids show their heifers in the ring, and deep down, she knew she wanted to be a part of that expo. So she took a deep breath, and in a moment of bravery, only comparable to heroes like Captain America, my homegirl Mulan, and of course, Forrest Gump, she darted for the barn, grabbed her heifer, and proudly walked her to the show ring. Now, quick pause. I wasn't there to see this happen, but I can only imagine that when my sister turned her head and saw OC walking that heifer all alone, that she probably freaked out and like broke out into her most awkward happy dance where you like can't control your arms and legs and you're all over. You know what I'm talking about, right? Obviously, us Snyder sisters can't quite dance or sing, but that's okay. But can you blame her for being so excited? I mean, for weeks, she had poured encouragement, love, and hope into OC. For weeks, she had tried to get OC to value her experiences in the class and want to show with the other kids. And finally, she had gotten through. My sister watched as a proud teacher would, as in the show ring, OC led that heifer around using the skills and knowledge gained without anyone by her side. This summer, my sister was in Mexico to teach young people about agriculture. But she served in a much larger role than she could have imagined. By being a teacher of encouragement, hard work, love, positivity, and hope, she was able to be a light for children who have seen mostly darkness. She was able to be hope. We can also be hope in our lives when we pour encouragement and support into the lives of others. I know we've all had someone who's done that for us. Maybe it was a teacher who helped us through a difficult subject. Maybe a friend who sat by our side as we struggled with a loss. Or maybe even a complete stranger who just happened to throw a smile our way when we were having a pretty rough day. Who has been hope for you? Who can you be hope for? Maybe it's the kid that sits alone at lunch, a younger sibling who longs to follow in your footsteps, or an elderly community member who could use some help around their house. When we become a smiling face, a listening ear, a helping hand, share a servant heart, and become a hopeful presence, then we will be hope for any person that we encounter. When people look at this sea of blue jackets, they don't see where we're from, the titles we hold, the accomplishments or failures we've experienced. They see hope because as FFA members, we are seen as a fresh generation that can and will create hope within our world. And by being a strong leader in your school, seeking out ways to serve your community, and always choosing positive and influential actions, then you will be hope for any person that you encounter. It may seem like a lot of responsibility, but it's our responsibility. Because the greatest gift that we can give anyone is a feeling of hope. And you were fearfully and wonderfully made to fulfill that purpose and to help others do the same. So will you choose to be hope? Now, depending on where we live in our country, we know that the bad weather and the storms we experience can look pretty different, right? Maybe we see tornadoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, you name it. The same can be said for our personal storms. We each experience them differently. So what is the storm that hovers over you? Maybe it's a fight that you've been having with a friend, a difficult subject in school, a fear to try anything because you're too afraid to fail. Maybe it's a home situation that's not ideal, a bully, a lost loved one, a dangerous addiction, not knowing the next time you'll have a hot meal, or maybe entirely different. A storm is a storm, and no matter the size, we should look at our struggles and know there is hope through every storm. We should look at those struggles and only see hope. And we know that we prepare and experience real storms differently, and the same is true for our personal struggles. We can't expect to help every single person through their storms because the truth is, we may just not have the experience or know exactly what they're going through. But we can be hope in any type of situation for any type of person when we pour that encouragement and support into their lives. We may not be prepared to handle every type of storm, but when we see hope, we can be hope. And this year, I have met FFA members across this country who choose to see hope through their own struggles, which has allowed them to be hope for others. Take my friend Allison from South Dakota, for example. As a cancer survivor, she sees hope through any struggle that comes her way. Allison knows that when love and faith surrounds her, she will overcome any obstacle. She sees hope. And this year has decided to be hope for others as she serves as a South Dakota State FFA officer. Or Aiden from Alaska. As a sixth grader, he saw no fear in attending the Alaska State Convention this year just to compete in creed speaking because he wanted the experience. He sees hope in his future because one day he plans to win that state contest. He creates hope for others by encouraging them to have that same eager mentality. My friends from the Greenwood FFA chapter in Pennsylvania know no stranger because they choose to see hope in every person they meet. This year at their state convention, they eagerly welcomed me into their lives with open arms. They make every person feel valued and loved because they choose to be hope. It is easy to look at our struggles and only see the destruction around. It is easy to sit by and not help someone in need. But we are not here to take the easy way. We are here to see hope and be hope. And our sunny days will always outnumber and outshine the stormy ones if we allow them to. And believe it or not, someone is depending on you to do just that for them. When we seek positivity in our lives, then a ray of light will shine through the struggles that we have. See hope. We can share that ray of light with others so that they too can push past their storms. Be hope. When we see hope, we can be hope. Hope liberates, motivates, initiates, and activates. It is the most important gift that we can give and receive. So FFA members and guests, will you choose to see hope and be hope?
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control.
Yes, you do, Lord.
In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me.
Fell into this year and our hearts without hesitation. Maybe it's because of your perseverance. Maybe it's because of your determination to build relationships with others. Whatever it is, it's all good. Your willingness to try anything once just goes to show how comfortable you are in your own skin. We can always depend on you to keep us on schedule and grab a white chocolate mocha along the way. Thank you for being committed, comical, and kind-hearted every single day. Transform, take action, and love always. Nick, Taylor, Sarah, Abby, and Abra. Ladies and gentlemen, your 2015-2016 National FFA Eastern Region Vice President, Miss Sydney Snyder.
In the eye of the storm.